I heard our back door open, and J-Lo plunged through in a snit.
The peoples in this town, they sure do hold a grudge, he announced. You accidentally make one puppy colossal, and suddenly you are that alien.
I have to admit, I didn't stir from the sofa, or even look up from my magazine. I'd heard all this before. You just have to give them more time to get used to you.
Used to me? Used to me? I am already used to them, and there are many more of them to be used to.
Everything will calm down once they catch the puppy.
But in the meantime, I grow them a perfectly good new community center out of cornstarch, and not even a thank you.
I laid the magazine in my lap. Your cornstarch community center melted, I reminded him, in the rain. All those Cub Scouts.
Yes, yes,
J-Lo replied with an impatient wave.
Well,
he added, deflating slightly. Literally deflating. It's a boob thing.
It serves the Cub Scouts right for not letting aliens join.
So what happened today?
Oh,
J-Lo shrugged, or tried to. He doesn't really have the shoulders for it.
It was just this man on the corner. I should have jaywalked that street. The humans' laws cannot tell a boob what's to do.
I bet the police would disagree with you, and you've spent enough time in court lately. J-Lo plunked down on the footstool.
I am a rebel, he whispered. Prisoner of a world that does not understand me.
You're something, all right.
A prisoner.
I'll admit I'd been feeling a little like a prisoner myself lately. About a year ago, we'd moved out of the city to a quiet part of the Poconos. General Motors had paid us a lot of money for a good look at our flying car, Slushes, and we'd spent most of it on a nice house near a lake. It was so nice and quiet and peaceful and calm that I sometimes wanted to scream and break things. I'd grown up in a city. I was a city girl. It was weeks before I could get used to sleeping without the sounds of people honking at one another. So I said, if you really feel that way, we should go somewhere. Mom may have to work, but I have nothing to do until September. J-Lo fell off the footstool, but he came up strong.
Yes, he cheered, pumping his arms. New road trip.
They're still rebuilding Happy Mouse Kingdom, I said, rousting myself. But we could go to the beach or Arizona. We completely trashed the place during the occupation, so it would be nice to spend some of our slush fund there.
Is slush fund a name you just now made up to call our slushest car dollars?
Yes.
Sweet.
We totally missed the Grand Canyon back when we were in Arizona, I added. We could see that. Or New York City. I'm going to live there one day anyway, so I may as well check it out.
New Boov World,
said J-Lo.
New Boov World. Final answer, no take backs.
Oh, I said, sitting again. Yeah? New Boov World?
We will see the High Booth Imperial Palace, and then to the Museum of Noises. And I hear through my nanowave radio that they have rebuilt the mysterious bridge.
What's so mysterious about it?
It is actually a hat shop. Also, it has a twist ending.
Yeah, I said. What's the twist? J-Lo frowned and made a little twirl with his finger.
It curves at the end. Am I not using that word right?
J-Lo, I said, in a tone of voice I hated as soon as I heard it. J-Lo, is all this really a good idea? You? On New Boov World? His face fell and turned mauve. slightly.